Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Robert Ford joined by Ramon Laureano in camp with the Astros. Had a really good year last year in the minor leagues, in the minors in on-base percentage. And what's the experience been like so far for you? I know it's early on, but just your first big league camp and getting to be around a lot of guys with a lot of service time.
Yeah, it's a good experience. I've been asking a lot of questions to all these guys and trying to soak in everything that they got. And if that makes sense to me, just apply it to my game.
Has there been anybody in particular that you've kind of leaned on, anybody who's taken you under their wing?
I mean, pretty much everybody. I mean, Beltran hitting, Altuve, Correa, Springer, Marisny about outfield stuff and base running and stuff like that. Yeah, just pretty much every aspect of the game.
Everything really seemed to come together for you last year with the season that you wound up having. Was there anything in particular that you feel like really clicked for you last year that maybe hadn't the years before?
I think it was just because I came out of a JUCO, so like everybody's seen the velo from D1 NCAA, you know, but me just playing more games and seeing more professional pitchers, you know, just that, just seeing more games, more ABs, more comfortable I am.
Now, you're from the Dominican Republic, born and raised. You went to high school for a few years in Dix Hills, New York, which is out on Long Island, not too far from New York City. How did you wind up going to high school in the States?
I played in the RBI program back in the Dominican, and they gave me a scholarship to go play high school in Upper Room Christian School. And then after that, I went to college in Oklahoma, which was cool, pretty cool.
How did you wind up going from high school in high school in Long Island to junior college in Oklahoma?
I talked to my travel team baseball coach, and he got me he just made a phone call, and I got a full ride right away. They offered me. Yeah.
So what was it like? You got to U.S., didn't know very much English. How did you learn English? I'm sure you had lessons in school, but did you watch any TV shows, did anything like that, just to try and improve your English?
I mean, since I was like 13, I was like to like speak English, and I listened to music, watched the movies in English, but I didn't understand anything. I just like the kind of expression, like, you know what they're saying, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I got to Long Island, in like 3 months, I was having a conversation with anybody. And then like a year later, I already knew how to speak, you know, but we got like any conversation, stuff like that. Yeah.
So what are you hoping to get out of this first big league camp experience? Have you set any goals for this camp and for this season?
My goals, I like to keep them for myself. I like to play talk, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just trying to learn from all these guys, how they handle themselves on the field and off the field. That's the most important thing to me, how they go about their business. Yeah.
Ramon Laureano, Astros outfielder, thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing more of you as this camp progresses and as the next few years progress.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Robert.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Steve Sparks here, and I'm with Andrew Applin, who's the starting left fielder for the Astros today. First game out here is really exciting. What did it feel like out there, being able to play in a brand new stadium?
It was amazing. It was nice getting out there and getting to enjoy the brand new field and getting to see the stadium. It was the first time I went out there today, and it was just awesome. The energy and then having the crowd and first game out there is awesome.
Did you start thinking about, you know what, there's going to be guys out here 25 years from now, and I was the first guy to get to stand out here on the outfield, and it's just a big occasion for the Astros organization, and you're a big part of it.
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, they're going to be here for a long time, and looking back, you can always say, hey, I played the first game there, and, you know, it's nice being in the new facility. It's like a breath of the fresh air, and new energy, and a new feel, so we're all excited, and it was nice to get out there today.
And even the clubhouse, the facilities, the practice fields, it's top-notch out here, right?
Everything's top-notch, yeah. It's beautiful.
All right, Andrew, what are you working on? I mean, obviously, last couple years in AAA, what do you need to do to take that next step to become a major leaguer?
Just working with some of the hitting guys and trying to get my swing on plane and trying to work on a couple new things and trying to work hard and get that, and so I could have a little more success at the dish.
You know, we hear about that a lot now. It's almost like a buzzword, talking about trying to get on plane with the pitch and with your bat. Tell the folks back home what that means to you.
It's pretty much just setting your bat, your tilt angle, and just rotating on that plane and being able to trust yourself and know that you're going to be okay if you just keep rotating. It's when you lose that trust, you get out of that area.
There you go. That's Andrew Applin. Andrew, thanks for taking time. Congratulations and stay healthy.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Garrett Stubbs, catcher in camp with the Astros for the first time last year at Lancaster and Corpus Christi. Had a really solid year offensively and defensively. You played, I think it was your last 31 games at Corpus Christi, spent most of the year at Lancaster. Did you notice much of a difference between what you saw in the California League compared to the Texas League?
Yeah, you know, there's a pretty big jump in competition from A-ball to Double-A. Before I got into Pro Bowl, you know, that was kind of what was told to me also. So when it actually happened, I could see the difference between going from A-ball to Double-A. You know, you're facing guys who could be in the big leagues next week.
Yeah.
You know, you go around and play these teams, and some of those guys that we did face pitching-wise were in the big leagues later that year. So my jump from A-ball to Double-A was definitely a noticeable difference, and it was a fun one, though, and it was good to see some really good competition and try to compete at that high level.
Everybody talks about, and now the Astros are moving their high affiliate now to the Carolina League, but California League, especially Lancaster, everybody talks about what a hitter's league it is and what a hitter's park is. The wind's always blowing out there in Lancaster, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, guys are definitely going to miss being able to take batting practice and hitting the games at Lancaster. But we'll see, you know, how North Carolina plays. Even when it plays more true, too, your numbers that you put up, people, you know, take more seriously. You know, when you're in Lancaster, you know, you could hit 10 home runs, but people say, oh, they're all wind dated. But
yeah,
in reality, sometimes they're not. You know, you actually hit them really well and you hit 10 legit home runs. So I think guys going to the North Carolina, when they hit those 10 home runs, now people are going to look at those 10 home runs as legitimate. So, you know, it might be a good thing for when people go there, so that when they put up good numbers, people actually look at them seriously.
Now, you played your college baseball at USC out there in California. You're from California originally, and you got to do something that a lot of guys don't always get to do in college. You got to call your own games as a catcher. How did that come about? And I'm sure it just really helped you once you got to pro ball.
Yeah, you know, when the coach calls pitches in college, it kind of takes away from the pace of the game, the tempo of the game. So I talked to our coach, Coach Hubbs, during the season my junior year, and you know, kind of said, you know, why don't I call pitches? You know, I know the game pretty well and I know our pitching staff. You know, why don't I call pitches? And we tried it out with a guy, Wyatt Strahan. He's with the Reds now.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, and it went really well. And so then I started calling pitches for the other pitchers, and from there, my junior and senior year, I just started calling pitches a lot more often. Sometimes Hubbs would call pitches, but for me, I would probably call pitches about 70% of the time. And it kind of helped the tempo of the game. The pitchers really liked it because they didn't have to wait for the coach to give me the sign and then
right,
for me to give it to them. So I thought it was a really good practice for me, too, going into pro ball. So it was a good experience, and I'm glad Hubs let me do it.
Your last year at USC, you won the Johnny Bench Award, which is given out annually to the best college catcher. And you have, you have a pretty good reputation defensively as well. How long have you been catching? Was it something you always did? And when did you really start to realize, all right, you know, I can be pretty good at this position?
I started when I was about 10, 11 years old. I met with a guy named Ed Herman.
Mm-hmm.
He was my catching coach from a really young age. I started when I was 10, worked with him at least once a week from when I was 10 to about 13. Then I got into high school and met with our head coach, Matt Chess, and he became my catching coach from then on with Ed as well. And, you know, I kind of, with my size and everything, I try to just use my athleticism behind the plate to my advantage. You know, did I know it was going to turn into what I've done so far? No, but I, you know, whatever I was going to do, whether it was playing shortstop or playing outfield, I was going to work my absolute hardest at whatever it was going to be. And, you know, catching's ended up working out for me, and I have my coaches to thank for that.
You have a pretty experienced catcher in camp, and Brian McCann, also Evan Gattis. plenty of big league experience as well. Have you been talking with those guys a lot, leaning on those guys, trying to pick up more nuances and get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you have two veteran guys like Gattis and McCann, with the experience that they have, you know, there's so much knowledge that they can bring to us young players. You know, whether it's catching, whether it's hitting, whether it's just life in general as being a baseball player or even outside of baseball. You know, these guys have been around the game and been around other players who have had a lot of success as well as they've had their own successes. So being able to talk with guys like that and learn from them and try to really use their craft and put it into your own game really helps us young guys as players.
Garrett Stubbs, Astros catcher. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We're live from Duffy's Sports Grill for the very first time down at West Palm Beach.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show with your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
And our special guest this evening is George Springer.
Jeff Bagwell, it's a lot of fun. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sparky. It's great to be here.
Astroline, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.